I'm talking with Cindy Bigelow of Bigelow Tees. And Cindy, how are you handling this period here with your employees?
Well, Joe, I'm sure what I'm going to say resonates with a lot of people. I'm trying to be, you know, communicate a lot and be very thoughtful in dealing with the fears that the employees are really feeling right now. So I'm trying to present facts and trying to really almost over-communicate, and at the same time being incredibly thoughtful of keeping the social distancing and keeping the organization at a top level of cleanliness. It would take an hour for me to walk you through everything I'm doing from a sanitation perspective, including everyone that walks in has to sanitize their hands. All doors are open so they will touch no knobs. We're insisting no one touches any common surfaces, get any closer than 6 feet apart. I mean, there's just so much that you need to do because there's a lot of habits that we're trying to break right now.
So you address the staff, or you send emails, or both, or you're walking around. How are you doing all this, Cindy?
I'm really doing it via either very small one-on-one meetings at a distance or via email, because I am discouraging. The office, for the most part, is working in their homes. The plants are obviously running. We are a food business, which is essential, especially in flu season. Tea is such an important really product to be consuming. And so I'm doing a lot of emailing, but there's pretty much not a day that I don't do one or two emails communicating something to the employees in relationship to this subject.
Have you had to reduce staff at all, Cindy?
No, not at all. We are, again, having everyone, again, we're in the food business, which is wonderful from that perspective because it's an essential business. And I think the employees are incredibly thankful for that. And they're also proud of the fact that, you know, tea is something that is so needed right now. But as I said, the office is probably 85% of the office is working out of their homes. But again, the plants, you know, to make the tea, the plants have to run. So we have to be extremely diligent with the plants to make sure that everybody's safe.
Have you found a crew to come in and do the additional cleaning? You hired some people, and tell us how that's working.
Oh, they're here constantly. Yeah, we have had we're a very loyal family company, so we've had the same cleaning service for 25 years. And so, you know, weeks ago, we stepped up the cleaning where we have people from that service that are here pretty much, you know, 15 hours a day, just constantly cleaning every single surface. And we've also given every single employee either the Lysol wipes or other wipes that have been approved to fight the coronavirus in every office, in every common room. So where everyone, when they have a meeting, they will clean, and then afterwards they will clean again. And then yesterday we even had an exercise where we stepped it up even one higher level, and we brought the cleaning service in at a higher level staff, and wearing masks and gloves and even a more significant cleaning solution, again, safe for humans. So we went through the whole building again. So we're, you know, to keep the business running is going to be very difficult to do, right? So it's all about being clean and safe.
You know, everybody has been talking about the healthcare workers who are heroes of this, but it has started to be pointed out in the last day or so that the grocery and food industry people are heroes in this as well.
They really are. I mean, you think about I know that many individuals are saying, you know, just stay home or work from home or stay home, whatever is what you're doing, and then just go to the food store or the pharmacy. But you've got a lot of people walking in that food store that has, I don't know if they're all at the same level of sensitivity to this. So when you walk into a food store, you have to be so thoughtful. And my biggest concern are the people that are at the cash registers. I mean, you know, I know for me, I don't hand them a credit card unless it's between a sanitation wipe and me and them. I get it back. I use also the sanitation wipe to clean it down. But these poor people are being exposed, so they really are. They do deserve the hero pay that many companies are giving them right now.
Turning to business, how is this affecting Bigelow Tea, Inc.?
Well, you know, we have obviously different divisions. So different divisions are impacted differently. So our away-from-home business is just pretty much ground to a halt. So we're very blessed to be strong in hotels and hospitals. Well, hospitals are obviously more crowded than they need to be, but businesses, offices, universities, that literally has come to a halt. And our retail business and our mass business, grocery stores and a Walmart, are just really through the roof because everyone, I think, does recognize the need for tea as an antiviral property. So tea sales have just skyrocketed in the grocery, in the club business, and in the mass business, and in the online business. It's just really skyrocketed.
Tea is an antiviral, Cindy?
Yeah, it's been for 20, 25 years. Black tea and green tea you're drinking the brew of a vegetable. You're drinking the brew, whether it's green tea or black tea. Herbal teas are good too, but they're not from the Camellia sinensis. And Camellia sinensis has a tremendous amount of antioxidants in it. So for years, I have been lecturing on the health benefits of tea. And one of the properties is it's an antiviral. So it's just a good thing to do. Is it going to cure anybody? No. But it is very good to fight viruses and keep our immunity strong. So today, more than ever, we need to be putting things in our body that are good for us and allow our bodies to be strong to fight things like viruses.
And people say it's calming.
It actually is. There's something called L-theanine in tea. So even though it has caffeine, people say, how can tea calm me down? It's because of the L-theanine that actually relaxes the mind. And it's almost like doing yoga. So it's really, it's a very much a relaxer. L-theanine is known to help relax the body.
And Cindy, I know that you don't want to appear in any way to be happy about this.
Oh,
but,
God, no.
But is business like doubled, or can you tell us anything about it? Is online up more than in-store? What little glimpse can you give us?
Yeah, groceries up substantially, probably 20%. Online is up 30 or 40% minimum. No, this is not a good thing. I don't really want to be selling tea because of the coronavirus. I am glad that we have a healthy product that makes me feel good. But in general, I'm just like everybody else. I sent an email out last night to the employees going through a series of things, and the last one was number 5. Please, Lord, tell me when this will all be over. So, which, of course, was good for the employees to get a little humor, and they all responded. But this is not a good time. This is not, and I would really chastise any fellow coworker that was saying, oh, look, sales are up. This is a good thing. This is not a good thing. This is very concerning. A lot of people have lost their jobs. It is not going away anytime in the near future. We all need to be diligent. We need to be thoughtful of each other, and we just need to do the best we can to get through this.
And just to wrap up, what are you hearing from other business owners, other personal friends around Connecticut and the country?
The concern is really if you follow the trajectory of this virus and you look what's happened in other countries that are sort of following the same path as we are in, you realize that the medical profession is going to be overwhelmed, if not already overwhelmed. And so I'm just really praying. I wish there was more I could do in that arena. I wish I could turn teabag paper into masks. Or, something else I'm doing to help that area. But we all need to recognize that this is not on a good trajectory yet.
Well, Cindy, you were to have opened up our CBS Business Breakfast tomorrow in Stamford, and I'm going to tell you what, right now you have a standing invitation to open the next one whenever and wherever it is.
I can't wait. That would mean we're all together and everybody's healthy and we can hug and ask questions and all be in one room together. That would be a really good day. I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you. Cindy Bigelow, Bigelow Teas.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Have a great day.